This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the opening of any speech, would remind his community of the following verses from the Quran. Many of us are so used to them. Today I wanted to just stop for a moment and reflect.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
O you who believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, be mindful of Allah to the point where you fear Allah as He should be feared. You're conscientious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're thinking of Allah. You're aware of Allah. You're mindful of Allah in the presence of Allah as He deserves to be remembered subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
And make sure that you do not die except in a state of Islam. In other words, make sure that you're always keeping yourself in a state of Islam. You're upon Islam so that when death comes upon you, and death comes very often unannounced, it's not like you know when you're going to die. So you always have to be in a state of submission, in a state of Islam. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And this is why one of our daily du'as that we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desperately not to take our souls, not to end our lives except in a state of Islam. اللهم أحينا على الإسلام وتوفنا على الإيمان آمين يا رب العالمين. It's the worst thing for someone is to live a life of a Muslim and then at the end with the life of someone who doesn't believe in Islam. والعياذ بالله. And this could happen. So never take it for granted. So make sure that you keep yourself upon Islam. And you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. This is precisely why we pray 5 times a day and we ask Allah for guidance. It's not like because we don't know where guidance is or we don't have guidance. No, because we need guidance continuously. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would remind his community and humanity of the first verse of Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4.
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة.
O mankind, O people, be mindful of your Lord who created you from a single soul.
وخلق منها زوجها.
And from it He created His mate. It's a constant reminder, a weekly reminder that we're created from a pair, a male and a female, a man and a woman, Adam and Eve. And it doesn't work any other way, by the way.
وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً.
And from them both, He scattered and created and reproduced so many men and women. Men and women. And that's how it should be. On a weekly basis, we're reminded. Like as if, subhanAllah, the revelation in the Prophet ﷺ knew that a time will come where people will be very confused about these things. Or that confusion will be created. So just to help us reset, remember, بَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً.
وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ.
So be mindful of your Lord through whom you demand your mutual rights. What does that mean? When we say, by Allah, for the sake of Allah, give me this. Oh, by Allah, I didn't. We always invoke the name of Allah Azza wa Jal whenever we demand something or whenever we want something. Especially when it's something to our advantage. So Allah says, be mindful of Allah, whom you call upon whenever you demand your rights. Don't only remember Allah whenever you want something. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always, even when something is demanded from you or when you're obligated to do something. Not only when you want something. Wal arham, also be mindful of the ties of the wombs. In other words, your kinship. This very special and important relationship. Be mindful of it. Because also people, through that kinship or relationship, they demand also their mutual rights. I'm your cousin. I'm your older brother. I'm your parent. I'm your child, for God's sake. Why do you only remember that when it's time for you to ask for your right? But when it comes to your duty, while you're my child, then you should behave like a child. You're my parent, you should act like a parent. Don't only bring that up whenever you need something or whenever you're trying to demand something. I'm your husband. Okay, act like a husband, a proper husband. I'm your brother. I'm your cousin, for God's sake. Oh, where were you when I needed you? So don't only remember these relationships whenever you need something, but اتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام. And Allah puts emphasis on it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah is watching over you 24/7. You're under surveillance. You should remember, you should behave in this life the way you do when you are in a courtroom, standing before a judge. As a matter of fact, you should even behave like, you know, it's even more than that. The judge may not even be aware of everything. May not be aware of all the evidence, all the circumstances. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of everything. The visible and the things that are not visible to other human beings. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. رَقِيبًا, someone who's watching you all the time. And however, I want to pause here for a second and say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however, does not, or this is at least my observation, I could be wrong, the Quran does not motivate us through guilt. Oh, shame on you. No, it doesn't. You see, the Quran or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't guilt us into doing things because Allah doesn't need us. Allah is not desperate for our ibadah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala motivates us. As a matter of fact, even when we commit something, when we're guilty, Allah Azza wa Jalla, what does Allah do? He opens doors of rahmah and opportunities for us to repent. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't despair. Come back to me. So, this is the beauty. You know the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to guilt his servant? It's going to be too late. That's the day of judgment. It's too late. You're not going to have the opportunity to fix it. But now Allah invites us, reminds us, motivates us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala motivates us with love, compassion, grace. He's inviting us subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا, don't think of it as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just waiting for you to make a mistake, because we are making mistakes left and right, we're flawed, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give us opportunities and supplies us with so much rizq. This says something about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we better wake up before it's too late. So that's with this verse, that's why the Prophet is plugging or bringing this verse up every speech, not even every Friday. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will close by saying, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. Oh, you who believe, be mindful of Allah again and say the right word. Be accurate, be correct, be upright. You're responsible for what you say. If you're responsible for what you say, imagine how responsible you would be for what you do. And here, قول is not, I mean, we make statements, verbal and physical statements. قولوا قولا سديدا. Make sure that you're right. Make sure that you're correct. Make sure that you're fair. Make sure that you are honest. And if you do that, if you're committed, يصلح لكم أعمالكم, Allah will rectify your affairs for you. Things will fall in place. You won't have to be in control of every aspect of your life. You don't have to stress out. As long as you're doing the right thing at the right time, in the right format, or in the right way, for the right reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you. And again, this is not a call for people to not do anything. No. Allah says, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Do the right thing. Doing the right thing requires a lot of effort. It requires some resolve, sabr, patience. It's not easy to do the right thing. As a matter of fact, the opposite is very easy. Don't do anything. Or do the wrong thing. Temptations are there. But doing the right thing requires courage. It requires amazing sets of, great sets of qualities and attributes. But Allah promises that if we do the right thing and say the right thing, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ, Allah will take care of your affairs for you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and your mistakes, because you're not going to be to do or say the right thing all the time. You'll make mistakes. It's okay. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ Allah will forgive you your sins. It's all right. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ And if you do your best to obey Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا That is the ultimate triumph and victory. Obeying Allah and His Messenger. As we're approaching this new school year, and I know many parents, mashallah, they're so excited. Finally, summer is over. And a new year is going to start. And some people are very anxious. And I know many of the youth that I spoke to, they're not ready. They would like life to be summer vacation. I'm like, it's going to be boring. What's the point? I don't know. I used to be excited about the school year. New thawb, new shoes, new everything new, new people sometimes, new teachers. But I don't know what is going on with this generation. They're like, no. Right? So, as parents, we're excited, new year. But you know what that means? It means new opportunities as well as new challenges. It means that a year went by. It means that we're closer to our destination. It means that time has passed. And I would like to remind myself and my beloved community here of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this process of time passing. Allah azza wa jalla says, وَالْعَصْرِ In a short surah that we need to very frequently reflect upon. وَالْعَصْرِ By the time, Allah swears by the time. Asr means time, a time period. It means an era. And it also means the Asr prayer, or the period of the day. This extended period of the day, the afternoon. Well, Asr, by time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by time. Because it's the most significant element. It's time is the dimension and the space in which all of these things happen. If it wasn't for time, we will cease to exist. So time is what allows us. Time is opportunity. So Allah says, وَالْعَصْرِ By the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ And it's very interesting that جواب القسم, that the statement in which Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions a fact, actually tells us that with the passage of time, we are suffering loss. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ Human being is in a perpetual state of loss. We're losing. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ That is the default. We're losing. People think, oh, they're gaining. Oh, mashallah, yeah, I gained another. No, you didn't gain a year. You lost a year. Every birthday that comes, you're actually losing something. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ You're losing. We're losing physically, mentally, in every aspect. Obviously, there are gains that we make, but then we reach the pinnacle of our, youth or strength in cognitive and physical and everything, and then we start declining. But that is a trajectory. We're headed towards loss. And if nothing, we're losing time. We're losing life. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ We are told that you are this time. In the passage of time, you're losing. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ Days. Every day that passes, we're losing something. Now Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the third verse of this short surah, there's an exception to this. There are people who actually offset that loss. And they actually make significant gains. These are people that really live a life that is worth living. These are the people who are living. Everyone else, they're distracting themselves. They're acting like life doesn't matter. They're wasting life. And they're going to discover that they were living an illusion. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, this exceptional group of people, and I want everyone to hear me, especially our youth and our students and those people, those of you who are having great opportunities ahead of you. And I just you know, maybe in the second khutbah I'll mention this, بإذن الله تعالى. Being grateful for these opportunities that we have. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And we all, inshallah ta'ala, aspire to belong to this group of people. You're part of that community that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is an exceptional community, an exceptional group of people. Why? Because they have four qualities. Because they master four qualities. Because they are committed to four qualities. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And iman is a product of knowledge. And a school year provides you with knowledge. It's supposed to make you better and greater. It's supposed to help you get to know Allah Azza wa Jalla and yourself and this life better. It's supposed to make you a better person. You should be excited about it. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Except those who believe. And again, belief is not just an emotion. It's a conviction. Conviction comes from knowledge, from information, from authentic knowledge. And Allah Azza wa Jalla supplies us with that. Allah gave it to us as a gift. Divine guidance and intellect that processes that divine guidance. And so many other learning opportunities that we have. إِلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And on top of that, they produce, they act upon that faith of theirs. They do righteous deeds. They're not just people who are, yeah, of course, I know what is right and what is wrong. But they actually do it. عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. They do righteous deeds. Deeds that are sincere and deeds that are correct because they conform to the tradition of the best exemplar, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the best example for humanity, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these deeds are described as righteous. This word, righteous deeds, encompasses both. Sincere, because it's pure and it's for the sake of Allah. You're doing it for the right reason, and you're also doing it in the right format. And you try to excel, being inspired by the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you're persistent. These are all features of al-amal al-salih. Maybe we should dedicate a lecture for it, inshallah. What are the features? What really constitutes amal al-salih wa amal al-salihat? So they have these two qualities. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And they enjoin the truth. They stand up for the truth. They are upon the truth. They seek the truth. They advocate for the truth. They remind one another of the truth. They're committed to the truth. حَقْ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And sabr. And tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we'll do some reflections. Dr. Bashar, inshallah, and myself, inshallah, azza wa jalla, after Isha, you're all invited, inshallah, azza wa jalla, to join us. And maybe those of you who did not get a chance to offer their condolences to Dr. Bashar and his family, today is the third day, so inshallah ta'ala, tonight, he will be with us, inshallah, for Salat al-Isha. And after Isha, we'll have reflections on the chapter of Sabr, inshallah, azza wa jalla, from Riyadh al-Salihin. Just a conversation about Sabr. So these are the four features, and we all belong to this community that is committed to those four features. So rejoice and be excited and prepare, inshallah ta'ala, for a great opportunity and for, inshallah, a better academic year. May Allah Azza wa Jal give guidance and success. May Allah give tawfiq, success to all of our students and our teachers and our educators, and we're all students and learners and seekers of knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a blessed and productive year for all of them, inshallah ta'ala, preserve them, protect them. May this year be a year that will bring them closer, inshallah, to the ultimate success. That is the, you know, success in this in a worldly fashion as well as with regards to their akhirah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So may Allah, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for the best within this year. Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha al-aam, fathahu wa nasrahu wa nurahu wa barakatahu wa hudah. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma fihi wa sharri ma ba'dah. Aqulu ma sami'tum wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, fastaghfiruhu yaghfir lakum, innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا وأصلي وأسلم على من أمرنا بالصلاة والسلام عليه يقول ربنا تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبعد. Just quick, few just reflections or pieces of advice for myself and for you know members of our community, families that have students, whether your child goes to a private school, an Islamic school, a public school, whether they're in whatever grade level they may be in. We're all students, we're all learners. And obviously, I urge anyone who hasn't signed up for some sort of educational program to do so, anything, whether it's here at the masjid or at some educational institution, whether it's online, you know, it would be a serious loss if everyone around you is progressing and learning and you're not. So we should, a believer by default is a student and a seeker of knowledge. Right? We're told to seek knowledge from min al mahdi ila lahd, from the cradle to the grave. As long as you have that, you know, that mental or cognitive capacity, you're supposed to be seeking knowledge and gaining knowledge every day. The Prophet ﷺ teaches us a dua that we should start our day with. As soon as you finish Fajr prayer, the Prophet teaches us to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, I ask you for beneficial knowledge. I should gain something. So it would be a great idea for all of our community members, regardless of what age group you belong to, sign up for something. It could be online. Inshallah, we're going to have a lot of, inshallah ta'ala, educational programs here as well. So we should all be, you know, learning and gaining something. And then when you learn something, implement it and teach it to others. Share it with other people. So one of the, you know, things that I would love to see this year, inshallah, you know, we have great, talented, highly educated people. Alhamdulillah, we're blessed in this community. We want everyone's participation. Come and join us and share your experience and share your expertise and share your insights and share your knowledge and share your information. Don't be stingy. Knowledge is something that if you give, Allah will bless it and it will increase and Allah will reward you. And they say, zakatul ilmi badluhu. The zakah, there's a tax that you have to pay when it comes to knowledge. If you possess beneficial knowledge, you should share it with people, starting with your family members. So let this be a community-wide commitment and for all of us. We all do this and have positive attitude about it. And it actually helps. It's going to help correct this negative attitude towards learning and seeking knowledge. It's not going to be, oh, boring. No, everybody's learning. We're all about ta'aleem. And remember, you know, one thing I said to the youth the other day, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ad-dunya mal'una, mal'unun ma fiha." This world is cursed. Everything in it is cursed, except for two things. Illa dhikrullahi wa ma walah. Except the remembrance of Allah and anything that is of that nature. أو عالما أو متعلما, or a scholar who is sharing their knowledge and acting upon their knowledge, or a seeker of knowledge. Everyone else, everything else is a waste and is cursed. So to save ourselves from that, we have to be engaged in the remembrance of Allah. And obviously, you know, we're not going to be always in the state of remembrance. So the other thing that we need to preoccupy ourselves with is seeking knowledge or sharing knowledge. إِلَّا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ وَمَا وَلَهُ أَوْ عَالِمًا أَوْ مُتَعَلِّمًا. So that's the first piece of advice. Our households, regardless, again, whether you have a student or not, it should be houses like it used to be during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where we are all learning and seeking knowledge and sharing knowledge. Should be based upon that, inshaAllah ta'ala. Number two, we should... For those of us who have children, we should take this process seriously, not only in the beginning of the year, but throughout the whole year, and be available and be present and connect with those whom our children are learning from. in a positive way. So I urge you, parents, connect with your student, with your children's teachers. We need to know who are the people who are influencing our children and educating them. We need to know them in a positive way, not in a positive way. Because some people, they're like, yeah, I'm watching you. You know, don't say anything wrong to my child. My child is an angel. My child is perfect. So why did you send them to school? You know, in the old days, they used to call teachers mu'addib, a person that disciplines. Mu'addib. They teach them adab before they give them the information. And that's why some of the imams said, they said, we need adab more than we need knowledge. With little adab, you can accomplish so much. With much adab, you can do so much with little knowledge. But if you have a lot of knowledge, but you lack adab, it's a recipe for disaster. People who have information, but they do not have adab, they don't have morality. They have the potential to destroy the world, because they don't have adab. So it's very important that we connect with those people who are educating and influencing our children in a positive way for the betterment and for the growth of our children. So be involved. Be involved. If your child goes to a private school, be involved. If your child goes to an Islamic school, be involved. Be present. Be available. Volunteer. Participate. If your child goes to a public school, be involved. You know, it's really sad to see that Muslims are not participating in the school districts and in the various. Why not? We need to be present. We cannot demand different things and accommodations and all of that if we are invisible. We don't want to be seen. Oh, no, what are they going to say? You know, be present. And look at what happened, and I will conclude with this. Inshallah, there's a lot actually that I wanted to say, but I'll conclude with this. Look at what happened. Muslims now are being interviewed, because in various school districts, they're leading the fight against immorality, and they're speaking against sexual deviance. And they have substance. They're bringing something to the table. So now you see bearded men and sisters in hijab. And whether you agree with them, and I'm not necessarily endorsing everyone who's speaking on behalf of Muslims. I'm just saying that we're now being visible, you know. Imagine Muslims being interviewed on Fox News. And they're people that used to, at some point, used to bash us and accuse us of all kinds of nonsense. Now they're like, wow, you guys have something to offer. MashaAllah. You know, not mashaAllah, I mean this mashaAllah is mine. You know, they're like, wow, great. What else can you tell me, Mr. You know? So now they're speaking and people are listening to them. Be involved. Be involved. And as I said, we have a religion that offers great solutions for the world's most complicated issues and problems. Why are we holding back? Why are we holding back? Humanity needs this. So we need to assume our role, my dear brothers and sisters. So I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us of those who listen and follow the best of what they listen to. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to keep us inspired and keep us upon the right path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and I of those who advocate for what is right and forbid and stop against what is evil. Stand against what is evil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who stand up for justice. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون واذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون